Good morning, boys. Your request?
Resignation. Brother in Mexico. That you're involved. Gracie's family.
Okay, let's get it. Lord, thank you for this beautiful morning you've given to us. Thank you for the, these boys here and help each one of them, Lord, to grow up and follow you. Help us, Lord, to be faithful and be good examples. Thank you for your kindness and mercy to us this day. And bless the brothers in Mexico and supply for them. And each one of the prayer requests that were mentioned, just bless and help them, especially Jason this morning, help him to heal. And just bless their family too, Lord. And each one that's trying to follow you, bless help Mercy's family, Lord. And just help us each one follow you best we can. Ready for Tobit chapter 11. Okay, boys, remember what happened last in chapter 10. Blessed is God who brought you to us, and blessed are your father and mother. So there was rejoicing among all his brethren in Nineveh. Even Ahikar and his nephew Nadab came, for the wedding feast for Tobias was kept with gladness for 7 days. Okay, what stands out to you there in that chapter? What was a special blessing there? There's lots of blessings there. What did they do? Yes. Yes, what a blessing. You can see again. God with your eyes. Yes, and God had mercy, like your assignment. God had mercy on Anne, didn't he, in letting her see her son again. Yes, God was very good to them. Sent the angel to help with all those things. Praise the sake for that. Yes, praise the Lord. God is good to those who follow him. God is good to everyone, except for those who follow him. Okay, so we have another wedding feast kept in gladness for 7 days. So they have a second wedding feast. The moral of this story is, I guess, help others, and God will take care of you. Just be a blessing. Serve others. Be a servant to those around you. Instead of living for yourself, be selfish. Help others all your life. So, okay, so go ahead and go ahead and do your assignment.
This week we're supposed to tell about someone who had mercy on someone else. And I read in the Bible how one time there was a rich man and his manager was stealing from him. And so he was going to have to fire the manager. And the manager decided that he was going to do good to other people so that they would take him into his home and he wouldn't have to beg. And so he went to two of his master's debtors and forgave most of their debt, or part of their debt. And then the ruler was happy with him and took him back.
David was merciful to Shimei when Shimei was throwing stones at him, and one of Joseph's, one of King David's soldiers said, "Let me go and take off his head," and David said, "No, maybe God sent him to do this."
When David was running away from Saul, Bathsheba let him down from the rope. Michael let him out of the house on a rope.
David had mercy on Saul when he was in the cave and Saul was trying to kill him. David had a chance to kill Saul, but he had mercy on him.
Our assignment was the same as the younger boys. And in Mexico, a little while ago, in our house that we were renting, there was an old blind lady that was living there, and there was an old man that one of his feet was sticking out the side and could barely walk. And every day, the blind lady couldn't walk either. And every day, he would get his little dolly and use it as a crutch, kind of, and walk down the streets, and people would give him pieces of metal and stuff that he would take to the scrap metal place, and with the money he would buy food and bring it back to the blind lady, and that was really showing mercy to someone else.
I thought at the flood when God destroyed almost the whole world, He He had mercy on Noah's family and gave man another chance.
Here a while back, I was driving a Ranger and I rolled it, and I thought God was having mercy on us, or me and a couple of my friends. They were riding with me, and it could have easily killed one of us, but he had mercy on us, and we were all fine.
In John 8:3-12, Jesus had mercy on the adulteress and didn't have her stoned and forgave her for her sins.
After Lot picked the best land and gave Abraham the not-so-good land, some kings were fighting around there, and then they took Lot captive and all his household. And then Abraham showed mercy on him and took all his servants and ran after the kings and fought them off and delivered Lot. And then he came home, and since he did that, Melchizedek, the king of Salem, met him and talked to him.
What does Salem mean?
King of Peace.
Matthew 15:32. And Jesus called his disciples to him and said, I feel compassion for the people because they have remained with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. I do not want to send them away hungry, for they might faint on the way. So Jesus had mercy on the 4,000 and fed the 4,000.
David had mercy on Saul when Saul was in the cave looking for him, and David had mercy on him and didn't kill him.
I was thinking about when Jesus was getting captured by all the people when he was praying in the gardens, and when they came, the disciples pulled out the sword and cut off one of the soldiers' ears, and Jesus could have just said, well, you're capturing me, so I'm not going to do anything about it. And instead, he had mercy on him and told him that he was healed.